to the Highland Formation Podcast. I'm Susetta Nutt, and I will be guiding us through today's prayer and reading. We know a deep breath is a gift from God, so as we begin, I invite you to notice your breath. Let's pause and take a few deep breaths together. Join me in praying the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. This summer, we're working to memorize God's words from Isaiah 55. Say these words with me. This is the word of the Lord from Isaiah 55, 6 through 12. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. The word of the Lord. Today, I'll be reading from Genesis 28, verses 10 through 20, from the Story Bible. The word of the Lord. Now Esau hated Jacob because his father had blessed Jacob. Esau said, "After the days of mourning for my father, I will kill Jacob." Rebekah heard this news and she said to Jacob, "Your brother is planning to kill you. Flee to my brother. Stay with him until your brother's anger goes away." Then Isaac called Jacob. He blessed him. Isaac said, "You must not take a wife from the Canaanite women. Go to the house of your mother's father. Take your wife from there. God bless you." So Isaac sent Jacob away. Jacob came to a certain place and stayed there that night. The sun had set, and taking one of the stones, he put it under his head. Jacob lay down to sleep, and he dreamed. He saw a ladder set up on the earth. The top of it reached to heaven. The angels of God were ascending and descending on it, and the Lord stood above it. He said, "I am the Lord, the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie I will give to you and to your offspring. In you and your offspring shall all the families of the earth be blessed. I am with you. I will keep you wherever you go. I will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you." Then Jacob awoke from his sleep. He said, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it." And he also said, "How awesome is this place! This is the house of God. This is the gate of heaven." In the morning, Jacob took the stone and set it up. He poured oil on it. He named that place Bethel. Then Jacob made a vow. He said, "If God will be with me and will keep me so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then the Lord shall be my God. This stone, which I have set up for a pillar, shall be God's house, and of all that you give me, I will give a full tenth to you." What do you wonder about this story? I wonder what people thought about the stone pillow, which became a standing marker. I wonder, is it still there today? As we finish our time together, say these words of blessing with me. May my eyes see people as God does. May my ears hear God's voice. May my mouth speak God's truth. May my heart know God's love. May my hands serve others, and may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as your attention returns to what has happened or will happen in your day, remember that life is short and we have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and may the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with you now and remain with you always. Amen.